Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have Gene Collins, an award-winning interior designer who left the corporate world behind to find her true self through design and internal reflection. Her firm, Jamar Designs, works with executives and entrepreneurs, focusing on projects that combine sophistication and balance with inner and outer wellness. Winner of the 2022 Lux Magazine Red Award, she was recently nominated as an HGTV Designer of the Year. She chronicles her journey and the approach that changed her life and work in her memoir, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life. And Gene, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric, for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you. So for starters, tell us, what is the meaning behind 2 Feet In?
So 2 Feet In is what I've realized how I approach life. And what it basically means in a nutshell is that when I have to deal with challenges or make decisions or think about things that I want to do or a path I want to move on, I approach that decision, and when I make a decision, I jump 2 feet into whatever that path is. And whether that be changing a career, writing a book, getting divorced, whatever it is, buying a house, and I put 2 feet in, and I don't let myself overthink it and doubt myself. I just jump all in and then move forward. And self-doubt is something that prevents a lot of people from being able to live life this way. And so I think I've been able to demonstrate through the things I've done in my life that jumping 2 feet in, it always works out. It just does.
Yeah, that certainly makes a lot of sense. And thanks for your explanation. Most helpful. Now, since you're not a celebrity per se, you're pretty close to one, by the way. How are you marketing this book to ensure you reach your intended audience, first of all? And who is your intended audience? Get into that a little bit.
Well, thank you. I'm definitely not a celebrity. You know, I'm actually a pretty normal person. And so I am promoting my book by doing things like talking to you and doing lots of podcasts, writing lots of articles, doing speaking engagements, especially locally, you know, bookstores, things like that. Trying to get the word out about my book. It just takes longer when you're not a celebrity. If you have a celebrity name, then you know, people pick up on it much faster. But I think the appeal to my audience and to my readers is that I am not a celebrity, and people can relate to my book in many different ways because I cover all facets of life, everything from, you know, parenthood to career to single mom to wellness, health, meditation, eating. I cover it all. And I cover, since I'm 53 years old, I cover everything that's happened since I was little and was raised. And so my target audience is really broad. Originally, I wrote my book thinking I was speaking to women, but I've found lots of men have read my book and said they can actually relate to a lot of it too and have found it inspiring. So I have a very broad target audience, which is helpful. And that is rare. That is not always the case.
Now tell me, Gene, what is the first thing you hope a reader takes away from your story, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life?
That they can have more self-confidence in their lives than they think they can. I want people to be inspired by my story and help them think, wow, if she can do it, she's not a celebrity, if she can do these things, I can learn from her and maybe I can have a little bit more self-confidence to make myself a priority and think about choices in my life, whether it be my career or being a parent or even just my health, something as simple as incorporating exercise every day into your life and the value of that. So I hope readers find ways to be inspired and think about their lives a little bit differently and maybe have a little more self-confidence.
Well, I'm sure it's inspiring and it sounds like a must read, no doubt about it. Thank you so much for joining us here today to highlight this as well. We're speaking with Gene Collins, an award-winning interior designer and owner of Jamar Designs, as she works with executives and entrepreneurs focusing on projects that combine sophistication and balance with inner and outer wellness. She chronicles her journey and the approach that changed her life and work in her memoir, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what is the most important thing you learned from your time in corporate America that helped you start your own business? I'm sure there would be some great golden nuggets in your response there.
That I have skills I didn't know I had. I was in sales and I ran a sales team. So I always considered myself just a seller and a manager. And what I realized when I went to go start my own business was that I actually knew a lot of things. I knew a lot about accounting. I knew a lot about marketing. I knew a lot of things. So I was able to approach starting my own business and being an entrepreneur with less fear, that I actually knew more than I thought I did. And the other thing I found that I knew from corporate America was I learned from management that having a team that is made up of people that have strengths that you do not is a sign of a strong manager. So you always want to have people surrounding you that have strengths that you do not. And that doesn't make you weaker. It actually makes you a better manager. And so in starting my own business, I approached it the same way. And so if there are parts of running a business that are not my strengths, I go and find people to join my team to help me with those, because that then makes the business better. I don't have to be the person who is top skilled at everything that I do. And it's okay to bring people on your team. And the collection of the team makes the business better instead of me trying to be the expert in everything.
Not only some great points made, but also some fantastic takeaways as well. Now, tell me also, if you could go back and tell your younger self some advice, what would that be? I'm sure that would be interesting to hear your response to that.
The advice I tell my younger self and young people when I speak to them is, don't get so caught up on the timeline that we are told we have to follow in life. And so we sort of have this societal expectation that you go to high school and then you go to college and then you get a job and then you go to graduate school, and somewhere in there you might find a partner and you will have children. And if you focus so much on the timeline and where you are in the timeline, you can lose sight of where your passion is. And so I think when I was younger, I didn't follow my passions enough. And I truly believe, having done this now later in life at 50, if you find your passions and follow your passions, you will be successful. The timeline will not matter. It will work itself out. So I would tell my younger self and any young listener, find what you're passionate about, and that will then create a really well-balanced life for you.
Jean, nice to have met you here. Thank you so much for spending a moment with us here today. Really do appreciate it. And if listeners wanted to pick up your book, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life, and or more information on yourself or Jamar Designs, where's the best place to do so online?
So the book, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life, is available on Amazon. It's available in hardcover, Kindle, and it's also available as an audiobook. It's available anywhere that you would also get an audiobook. And people can follow me on Instagram. It's Jermar, J-E-R-M-A-R _designs. Or you can follow me on my website, jermardesigns.com, jermardesigns.com. I have a newsletter. I send out things every month, and welcome having followers. And anyone who gets my book, reads my book, I encourage people, reach out, tell me your story, tell me what resonated with you. It's great to connect with the readers who read my books, and I appreciate their feedback.
Yes, most definitely on that. And listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Jean, all the best. And thanks again for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thanks, Eric, for having me. I hope you have a great day.
I appreciate that. And you too. Again, we've been speaking with Jean Collins, an award-winning interior designer and owner of Jamar Designs, as she works with executives and entrepreneurs focusing on projects that combine sophistication and balance with inner and outer wellness. She chronicles her journey and the approach that changed her life and her work in her memoir, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life. And again, for all the details, visit 2-feet-in.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.